On December 17th, 1903, the Wright brothers flew for the first time at Kitty Hawk Airport in North Carolina. It happened on their fifth attempt. Orville was the one that was decided on the fifth attempt to fly, and when he took off, he flew for 12 seconds. Upon landing, his brother Wilbur ran to the telegram office and sent a message back home to his sister Catherine. It said, "We have flown for 12 seconds. We will be home for Christmas." When his sister Catherine received the message, she ran to the local newspaper and met with the senior editor to explain that their brothers and their new flying machine had flown for 12 seconds and that they would be home for Christmas if he would like to set up an interview. And he said that would be nice and he would be sure to put something in the newspaper for the boys the next day. Well, 2 days later, on December 19th, on the sixth page of the newspaper, it said, "Wright Brothers, home for Christmas." The editor had missed the major headline of that year, "Man flies for the first time." I wonder if the same could be said for us when it comes to Christmas. If we look in the newspapers and the flyers, or we go online, what are the headlines? Sale, 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 buy, buy, buy. And if this is what's captured our hearts this Christmas, we've missed the major headline, and we're setting ourselves up for disappointment this Christmas. You see, Christmas peace doesn't come from sales or discounts. It doesn't come from mistletoe. It doesn't come from Santa flying reindeer or singing songs. It doesn't come from tasty treats, though I like tasty treats a lot. Christmas peace doesn't come from a product. It comes from a person, Jesus Christ. The days leading up to Christmas aren't supposed to be about sales and discounts. The days leading up to Christmas are properly called Advent, which is a time where we can prepare our hearts to receive Christ. This Christmas, I invite you, when you go forward to receive Jesus in the Eucharist at Mass, open your hearts to Him in a new way, to receive the greatest gift of all, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to be allowed to be reborn in that second manger, our hearts. See, He's the headliner at Christmas. And if we're not focused on Him, we'll miss out on Christmas peace.